This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Coach Eric Olin joins us. University of UC San Diego joins us here, head coach of the basketball team. Coach Olin, how are you? Thank you for your time today.
Yeah, thank you guys. I appreciate you having me on.
Coach Olin, you guys are having a tremendous season this year. I mean, as you guys start to work in the summer to build towards the beginning of the season, what are your thoughts about your team going into that point? Because obviously you guys spend a lot of time over the summer getting prepared for the season into the fall. How did you feel about this team before the season started?
Yeah, we felt really good. We knew we had three really good players coming back, which this day and age in college basketball is pretty good. You just appreciate the ones you can keep. So we knew we had a good core coming back. We were excited about the guys that we had coming in. We felt like we had the right guys, that we felt like our fit was good. You know, you always kind of have this idea of how things are going to work, and it's never exactly that. It's always a little different, and you got to get on the court to sort it out. But we felt like we had the right combination of skill sets and players, and it was just going to be, well, how quickly can we have it sort of gel and guys come together, and how quickly can we really start to play, you know, close to what we're capable of. And so we were confident in the potential. And then I think we've just been fortunate that it all sort of clicked pretty quickly. And you could feel pretty early on that, you know, the way they play, the way their sort of natural inclinations to share the basketball, their just overall decision-making, their collective IQ all just really fit well together. And so we knew we had a pretty good team as early as this summer, for sure.
Eric Olin has been at UC San Diego for many years here. In fact, you look at the 2020 season, 30-1 record that year, and then we know what happened in 2020 with COVID. But after that, Coach, you went to the Big West Conference with the eye towards, you know, being Division I eventually and full-time. What did you do differently with your program, you know, starting at that time to build up to where you guys are now, you know, ready to, you know, get into the NCAA tournament here in your first year eligible?
Yeah, you know, the first couple years, well, the first year was sort of the post-COVID year. I think we played like 15 or 17 basketball games.
Yeah.
Just pretty abbreviated season. We had some players who decided not to play with all the things, you know, so that year was just sort of the survival for everybody and kind of keeping the things moving. And then from there in the next 2 years, I thought we really learned a lot about the conference. You know, we learned a lot about, you know, our core concepts are not that much different than what we were doing at Division II, but we've had to make some adjustments on the margins on really on both sides of the ball. And I think that those next two seasons, the first two full seasons in the Big West, we learned a lot about the league, the opponents, what are the things that we're doing that we want to keep and build on and be real kind of pillars of how we play the game. And then what are the things that we maybe need to tweak in order to be more competitive against the teams in the league? You know, some of that's how do we do a better job on the glass, right? Like UC Irvine's been kind of the standard in the Big West. They play two bigs, huge front court, do a great job on the glass. Some of the other league has kind of followed along because of their success. So now the league is pretty big. We play more small, five out. How do we survive on the glass? What are some adjustments we can make that can not change everything we're doing, but just sort of fix or problem solve disadvantages? And I think the 2 years in the league, we sort of figured some of that out. It's been a little bit of an evolution, and I think we continue to progress there, and I think you're seeing some of that now in the last 2 years.
Coach Eric Olin joins us, UCSD Tritons men's basketball coach. And Coach Olin, you talked about the 2 years that you guys kind of had to learn the ins and outs of the Big West. It's one thing to learn and be able to take notes, but how difficult is it to then apply those things, and how easy or tough has it been to get the guys to buy into those things that you're trying to implement that are a little bit of a change from what you were doing before?
Yeah, well, so fortunately for us, we've got the right guys in the room, and I think that stuff starts with the right people, right? Mm. If you identify guys who kind of want to play the game the way we think about it in terms of unselfishly move the ball, just make the right play, take the right shot. Shot selection's important. Taking care of the ball is important. You know, if you value those things, you think about the way that we think about it, like then we're on the same page when you walk in the door. Mm. All that buy-in is so much easier, right? We're going to get to that so much sooner because we have common ground in just how we think about and talk about it. So we really try to learn about them and how they think about and want to play the game. In the recruiting and evaluation process, you know, and we'll sit down and watch film with them and say, like, hey, here are the things that you're doing that translate directly to what we do. We want you to do more of this when you get here. And then here's some things that maybe you're doing now that we don't think translate, and we're going to ask you to do less of or none of, right? And if they're open to that prior to coming here, then we feel good about where we're going to get to from a buy-in standpoint. And then that process leads us to the type of team that we have now where, you know, we're smart, we're skilled, we're super unselfish. This is probably the best passing team I've ever been around. And, you know, I think that's part of why, you know, we certainly feel like we're sort of collectively greater than the sum of our parts, because everybody fits really well. They're really self-aware. They know what their strengths are. They try to help their teammates get into positions of strength. And we don't beat ourselves. You know, we control a lot of things that we can control.
Yeah. You see San Diego's 22-4. Right. I mean, it's going okay, Coach. And, I want to just go back. You guys had won 12 in a row. And then in early January, you hosted UC Irvine, and that was like the first big one, right? Everybody was into it, first place, the whole thing, and they were able to beat you that day. But now you come back, you've won 7 in a row, and in the return game up in Irvine a couple of weeks ago, you beat them handily by 18. I mean, you got to feel good about where you guys are, you know, coming up right now. I mean, this is the, as they say, February into March is when you want to be playing your best. Sounds like you are.
Yeah, I do think we're playing really well. I think, you know, Irvine's really well coached, really talented team. They're certainly at the top of this league pretty consistently. So we knew that was going to be a challenge coming in. I thought they had a good plan. They forced us into some things in the first matchup that we weren't as comfortable with. You know, but it's something we learn from, and that's, you know, that's part of being a good team is continuing to get better. And this is a copycat type of thing, right? So once Irvine found something that worked a little bit against us, and, you know, we didn't shoot the ball as well, they dictated some of the shots that we weren't as comfortable with, right? Then everyone else starts trying to do the same thing. And so we find a comfort in that because we're seeing it consistently for a few games in a row. So when we cycle back to Irvine 6-7 games later, our comfort level with how to attack certain coverages or where shots are coming from against different defenses is significantly higher. And as a result, we kind of shoot the ball a little better. We play better offensively, and, you know, create some separation in that one. But a similar thing, like the game before we played Irvine, we played UC Riverside, who's the other team that beat us in the conference with similar type scheme. And so then, like, having that success against them just gives those guys confidence that, you know, we understand how to attack different things. And, you know, this is a smart group and we're playing really good basketball, but the exciting thing for us is that there are still some areas we can improve and continue to get better on the margins. And so we don't feel like we've actually found our best basketball yet. We're going to keep pursuing that. And hopefully that sort of lines up with, you know, a few weeks from now.
So speaking of which, Coach, six games to go left in the regular season. You talked about improving on the margins. Where are some of those areas you want to see your ball club improve on as you guys come down the stretch run here?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple things in terms of, you know, some of the stuff on the glass is something that's always an area where we can improve. We're not the biggest team. We're not the most athletic team. But both sides of the ball, I mean, in games where we've had less success, we have been hurt on the defense, on opponent offensive rebounding. So big emphasis there for us always. Our own offensive rebounding is an area where we could do a little bit better. I always feel like we can improve in terms of taking care of the ball, although we're pretty good there. We're also disruptive defensively. Like, I think we have the best turnover margin in the country right now, so that's another strength for us. But it's really just some of the little things in how versus different coverages, there's like multiple solutions to how we might score, and we need different answers based on what's the coverage, what's the opponent personnel, which of our personnel is in different actions, and being able to apply different solutions throughout games, throughout possessions, with different lineups. That's the sort of detailed margin improvement that you might not notice if you're not really paying attention, but I think those are like the kind of the nuances of the game that you can really kind of steal a possession or two or get an easy basket if you can execute it a little better. And so those are the little things that we're, you know, watching individual film with guys and just trying to help them execute on time. And, you know, when things sort of line up, it's fun to watch.
UCSD is home Saturday, take on Hawaii at the Lion Tree Arena there on the campus of UC San Diego. If you haven't seen these guys play, 7 o'clock Saturday night might be a good idea for some of you basketball fans. Go out and check these guys out before they hopefully head into the NCAAs. That's what I'm thinking. Coach, I know that's what you're thinking. And I know what everybody else is thinking. How would you guys do against the Aztecs if you played them now? I'm trying to think of a good way to ask you that without pinning you into a corner. But people kind of have been wondering, you know, who's got the best team right now? And you guys have been playing so well.
Well, I think that's a credit to our guys that people are asking that question. You know, they're a great program and a great team, and they're having their own really good season. So just the fact that people are even asking that is a real compliment to the kind of basketball that we're playing.
No doubt about it. Coach, certainly appreciate your time coming on, man. Good luck the rest of the way. You got the city behind you at this point, and we're hoping nothing but the best for you guys.
Well, we certainly appreciate it, and we have felt that support. And San Diego is a great basketball community, and I think one that will support more than just the Aztecs. And so, you know, we just feel like if we keep playing good basketball, that'll just continue and build. So we're excited about what's going on and even more excited about what's to come.
No doubt about it. Thanks, Coach Olin. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.